happened when he was deported, and you know, the administration back then last month admitting this was an administrative error that led to his deportation.
President Trump was also asked about Secretary of State Marco Rubio's comments that the U.S. could move on if there's no progress soon on talks to end the war in Ukraine.
If for some reason one of the two parties makes it very difficult, we're just going to say you're foolish, you're fools, you're horrible people, and we're going to just take a pass.
Ahead of weekend talks with Iran, the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen, killing at least 74 people at an oil port. Osama Khalil with Syracuse University.
Now, the Trump administration is claiming this is an attempt to pressure Iran, but it's unclear why bombing a port, killing paramedics and port workers is somehow going to pressure Iran in negotiations. If the United States wants to negotiate with Iran, it should negotiate with Iran. There's no reason to be bombing Yemen to do that.
The president's pick to head the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services was sworn in today. Mehmet Oz.
Medicaid dollars for people who are vulnerable are being used for non-medical purposes. For example, public labor unions are getting child care through some of this money. That doesn't make sense to me. Housekeeping. I wish I could get that for my home. There's a big problem with student loan repayments taking place with Medicaid dollars. That's not where it should be used.
Correspondent Jim Crisula reports on the nation's latest severe weather outbreak.
Severe storms, including confirmed tornadoes, have caused widespread damage across eastern Nebraska and western Iowa. Josh Havrin was home outside Lincoln, Nebraska when a bad storm hit.
It was twisting around full of dirt, just like you see in the movies. I ran down and just stood in the mechanical room for a minute. When the ears got done popping, I knew it was done.
Severe weather, including tornadoes, is possible today from north central Texas all the way to Michigan. Severe weather threat will continue across the nation's midsection through the weekend. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
10,000 pages of records related to the 1968 assassination of Robert F. Kennedy have been released. It's part of the disclosure of national secrets ordered by President Trump. The markets are closed today for the holidays. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The next threat is tonight. Severe weather this morning will be followed by severe weather this evening, with the National Weather Service saying there's a risk of high winds and hail. Golf ball-sized pieces came down further to the west earlier today. We'll break in for severe alerts and have an update coming in the forecast. First Congressional District Democrats will convene in Racine. It's a May 3rd convention at Infocino's Banquet Hall. It'll feature CD elections, platform reviews, and speeches from State Senator Bob Wirch and Racine Mayor Corey Mason. Northbound lanes were not accessible for a short time this afternoon along I-94 in Racine County. Near Highway K, traffic was impacted due to a small SUV on fire in the far left lane. There's no word about injuries. Major construction on Main Street between Gould and Augusta begins Monday in Racine. It'll have the road closed for 2 months with detours via Melvin and Erie. The project aims to reopen before July 4th festivities, with Phase 2 starting in July. Racine County's new juvenile detention center opens May 1st. It'll relocate 25 youths to a new facility with classrooms and mental health resources. The efforts at the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center aims to shift focus from punishment to rehabilitation and education. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers host the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Athletics. Tonight at AmFam Field, Freddie Peralta on the mound for the Crew. NBA, the Bucks head to Indianapolis to play the Pacers. Tomorrow at noon for game one of their best of seven playoff series. Damian Lillard back at practice just a month after being diagnosed with a blood clot, but not active yet. Bobby Portis back from that 25-game suspension.
You know, I've been suspended for a little minute, so it's fun to just practice for real, and get up and down with the guys, so it's fun being in the mix with the guys and trending towards the playoffs, and it's fun to just be on the court with the guys. So it was a great day in the office.
Giannis asked about his advice to younger teammates who've never played in a postseason game.
My first playoff, I got injected. My first playoff, I tackled somebody. See, it doesn't get worse than that. But
Yeah, just anybody that plays for the first time in the playoffs, just do not tackle somebody.
You know, that would be my advice.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, and high temperatures spiking to the low 70s. Some could be strong to severe, packing hail and high winds. After the cold front passes, though, it'll leave us cooler tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s and partly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Down in the boondocks on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being with me. Happy Friday. We've got a great show for you today. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. Today we'll feature the class of 1963. Also, a little bit later, it's four things you did not know yesterday, but now it's Tony Orlando and Dawn. Knock three times on WRJN.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Sitting alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body. hottest way. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you. How in my silence I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
Twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice
on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G.
Dressed in their summer clothes.
Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Don't be angry. Don't be sad. Don't sit crying over good times you had. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Stills, Love the One You're With on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We are so proud to have the Racine Raiders back on the air with us in this season. First game is coming up May 3rd. It's a 7 p.m. game at Horlick Athletic Field as the Racine Raiders play host to the Tennessee Hornets. First game May 3rd, right here on WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their raspberry lemon cheesecake Kringle. As welcome as spring itself, this Kringle has a delicious filling of lemon cheesecake, layered with O&H's homemade raspberry filling. It has sweet pink frosting with seasonal sprinkles. Get one this week and enjoy it with your family. For oven fresh, scratch made Danish delights, visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, an all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 13th year. Kids ages 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Hits WRJN. Says here, in Spain, a woman said she wrecked her car because of a spider. My guess is they got into a fight when one of them tried to change the radio station.
back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. You're going to want to listen to Terry Havel tomorrow for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day, some songs you may have forgotten all about. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets tomorrow and every Saturday on WRJN. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Northbound lanes were not accessible for a short time this afternoon along I-94 in Racine County. Near Highway K, traffic was impacted due to a small SUV on fire in the far left lane. There's no word about injuries. After a morning of severe weather with large hail reported to the north and to the west, another threat is on the way tonight. The National Weather Service is warning of possible high winds and hail this evening across the area. We'll interrupt programming for any severe alert and have the latest coming up in a forecast. After the closure of the regional Head Start office in Chicago, which does serve Wisconsin, Senator Tammy Baldwin is looking for answers. Jimmy Koska has more.
Head Start centers in Wisconsin have received less money so far in 2025 compared to the same period of time as last year. Senator Tammy Baldwin said that so far, $34.5 million has been sent out so far this year. Last year at this time, nearly $70 million had been provided. Baldwin said that the 50% decrease in funding for Wisconsin Head Start centers is part of the Trump administration's strategy to defund the program, causing some centers to close.
Major road work is set to begin on Main Street Monday. The first phase in Racine will have the stretch between Gould and Augusta closed for 2 months. Detours will be posted using Melvin Avenue, Erie, and Gould. The road is scheduled to reopen in time for the July 4th festivities and the Lighthouse Run. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, and high temperatures spiking to the low 70s. Some could be strong to severe, packing hail and high winds. After the cold front passes, though, it'll leave us cooler tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s and partly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing well. Stuart J. Waddles is here. And one thing we all need in life, good Wi-Fi, right? Good, strong, fast internet.
Doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt. What do you think people say most affects Wi-Fi speed? Doesn't matter if it's true or not, if this is something that actually affects Wi-Fi speed.
I think most folks are hip to what's going on. I think walls.
Okay. Yeah. That's on the list. Thick walls.
The walls are made of, you know.
Yeah. Some people blame weather. Okay.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
Who are these people?
Electronic appliances. Okay.
Maybe and if there's interference.
There's some truth, especially more electronic appliances are becoming Wi-Fi enabled.
Well, that's true. Now that goes to something else. That goes to something else people say. How many devices are on a network?
How many devices are on a network? And this may not be on your list of what people will say, but I will say it as something that is true. Your Wi-Fi channel. Your channel may be like interfering with your neighbors. So there's like channels on these Wi-Fi networks that are put out that can be adjusted. You can go get an app to tell you what the best channel is to use based on other channels around you.
As often as I can, and it's becoming less and less viable, but as often as I can, I try to be plugged into the network, you know, with a physical cable.
Yeah, but you're plugging your phone in, Kurt.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's most... Most devices, a lot of laptops don't even have that.
You're heading into the powder room. What are you doing? You're plugging in.
All right. You got me.
Yeah, I know.
You got me. Here are some that are absolutely not true that people say. Government slowdown. The government does not slow down your Wi-Fi.
They don't want you to know this, man.
The presence of other humans in your space.
Yeah, that's not going to...
And traffic. I'm not talking about, you know, network traffic. I'm talking about, you know, city streets and interstates.
It's all a bunch of people out on the interstate.
Yeah, my Wi-Fi is slow.
Might be causing your Wi-Fi to be slow.
Exactly. All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm.
Knows where it's at. The sun online we have.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with the Hollies and Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, you already know you can go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. Save 30, 40, sometimes up to 50% on local food, service, and merchandise. But right now, that webpage is also your home to a fun giveaway. You can register daily for a chance to win a pack of club seats to see the Brewers at AmFam Field. For tickets, you can go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and enter on the contest page. No purchase necessary.
Today is WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles, with showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G at Gurney Mills. Discover a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Action figures, pro wrestling merch, sports memorabilia, great Easter gifts with their own uniquely sweet charm. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
WRJN. Girl, I can't let you do this. Let you walk away. Girl, how can I live through this? When you're all I wake up for each day. You're my soul and my heart.
Thank you.
years, WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. And after 3, 4 things you did not know yesterday. Keep it here.
Long is-
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
People.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump today again presented a number of past allegations against a Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador as Senator Chris Van Hollen travels back to the U.S. after meeting with him. CBS's Scott McFarland.
You have this broader issue. What becomes of Mr. Abrego Garcia independent of this meeting? The president of El Salvador says he will remain in Salvadoran custody in that prison, and the lawsuits, the legal challenges about getting him back continue to mushroom.
The Supreme Court says it will weigh in on President Trump's birthright citizenship case. Jan Crawford reports the administration's asked the court to limit the ability of lower courts to block a president's order.
What they're doing instead is taking a look at something that is an increasing problem, and that's the issue of injunctions. Essentially, Republican and Democratic administrations have long opposed this idea that one federal judge can set policy for the entire country.
The federal judiciary says more money needs to go towards keeping judges safe. Stacey Lynn has that.
In a letter to Congress, it's asking for more funding to keep the federal courthouses safe at a time when threats have escalated. They call the current